KAA LDS WLS.
KE8YNU, KE8YNU, KCKJO.
Good morning, Tom, NHWRO.
Morning, Tim. You ready for all this snow we're supposed to be getting?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to attempt to try to do one more pass at the leaves before it hits this morning and before the big game starts. How about you?
Well, let's already chop the ball of leaves, got that all done. And we got the one of the neighborhood kids that should be hopefully going to do our snow, shovel our snow, because then I can't do it and Melissa can't do it either anymore. So what game is on today?
It's the Michigan-Ohio State game today. The game, as they say.
Oh, yeah. The game is today, and then the other game. Well, when is did Michigan and State already play?
Yes, sir. They played in October, and Michigan won that one. I forget the score.
That's right. You have to check your calendar there. I know you keep track of it. Yeah, today's supposed to be, you know, the big, big game kind of thing. When was the last time Ohio won over Michigan?
Oh, I don't know if I want to jinx anything, but I think it's been 4 years. I'd have to check that as well, but yeah, I don't know. All joking aside, or all, you know, my team, your team type thing. I want Michigan to win, but yeah, Ohio is lossless this year. Michigan has lost two games, so I'm still rooting for blue, of course. But you know, may the best team win. I know there's somebody else out here probably. Or maybe over on the ump, I would say, that is hoping for something else. But that's okay. Whatever team you're wishing for. NHWRO.
Well, yeah, I think they've been the biggest rivals in the Big Ten for how many years? Jeez, long time. I know that much. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, this is the one time my son-in-law, who's a Spartan, who's married to my daughter, who you know is a Wolverine. This is the one time in the year that he can actually root for Michigan to win, because he doesn't wish any goodwill to Ohio State as far as winning or losing. So he's on blue side this time, even though he's dyed in the wool green and white.
Yeah, we're green and white until it comes down to it, and then it's blue all the way.
Yeah, I think I told you, they don't do it anymore, but they used to be my oldest granddaughter, she's 7 now, but would dress up, you know, at halftime in one colors, and then halftime change to the other colors, because mom and dad are split schools, so that was kind of funny. But, yeah, looking forward to that today. So I guess as far as the breakfast tomorrow, 8 o'clock, no pun intended, but might be a game-time decision. But, Yeah, I think I could probably get down there, depending on how much snow we got. It depends on how much the road commission does as far as clearing grass. It is really what it boils down to. But it shouldn't be too bad. I mean, this is Michigan, so, you know, we should be expect this.
Oh, yeah, my daughter's picking us up around 6:45, 7 o'clock, coming right there, and then we'll be down there. Might be fashionably late, but we will be there. She's attending the festivities as well.
It's all started about a week ago when Sean and Wally and I were just chatting, and Sean's been wanting to get a Richmond or Northeastern breakfast going for quite some time now, and I just said, you know, let's pick that one restaurant. I couldn't figure out what the name was, but in fact, I forget it now. But yeah, it used to be Twisted Rooster. Now it's, you know, I got it written down here, whatever it is now, across from Bob Evans there. They said the inside of that is amenable to like a long table. So Wally got some reservations apparently. I think he only made it for 10. There might be more than 10 showing up, but that early I think we're going to beat the church crowd, so it should be fine.
Absolutely. Melissa and I are looking forward to it, and my daughter, like I said, she's looking forward to it. To meet all the faces behind the radio. You know, she only met a few, you know, at the picnic. So I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yes, indeed it will. I'm actually using Wally's Motorola for this right now. And I got the antenna switched the right way, so kind of cleaned up the shack a little. I got for the Kinect system, I got an extra small ribbon-sized or style Cat6 cable, only about 3 feet long, to connect the control head with the box. So that cleaned it up a lot, because I had a big fat yellow cable that was like way too long, but. Yeah, the control head is separated now from the Kinect system, so it seems to work good.
Well, that works. So you just used a standard Cat6 cable for the, that's all we need, is a standard Cat6 to run between the control head and the actual module or the radio.
Correct. I believe that's for most of the radios now, it's standardized. Probably not all of them. I thought I heard one had a proprietary, but yeah, Cat6, or you could use Cat5, but I went with Cat6. I don't know if there's really a difference. But form factor-wise, I got the flat cable, and it seems to be working fine. Yeah, I spoke to Wally about that. He said it's not like you need it. You know, it's not like we're thinking for antennas. It's not. You don't need shielded or anything like that. You just won't want to get the flat, like in a mobile install, you won't want to get the flat cable pinched in a door, because that's going to compromise it real quick. There's no protection there. But I still have to do that inside the mobile, because I've got a 10-foot or a 15-foot flat, and the color is black, so it will blend with the car. So I can mount the box in the back and the hatch underneath the little cubbyhole covers, and then run the Cat6 all the way up front, fish it all the way up front, and then just use the control head, the small control head for the one in the mobile, instead of having that big side saddle mount where the whole radio is protruding into the, you know, the knee space of the passenger there, like we had on the set.
Cool, I got to check into that. The only drawback is with my Elenco, it doesn't have a control speaker, but I have two speaker outputs on the base itself, so I can run those up, you know, for left and right channel. Got to check into that. All right, I'm going to go check on a couple other things, and then I'll be out and about. I just, you know, Dave said he was going to be on 7.2 and FB and statewide 1, so see if he's out there prepping for the weather. 73 on your final, KJO.
73 is Tom. NAWRO, I'll be clear, but monitoring a little bit till I get out of my tractor. Have a good one, Tom.
78ZMW, monitoring.
I think I said it wrong, sorry. This is KF8BLF. I hear you out there.
I hear you too, and it sounded like you said it right. We're almost home to finish up the party preparations.
I have my liver paste ready.
I'm going to have hot dogs and buns, pickles, potato chips, and then I know baked beans for sure.
Well, just shoot a text if you think of something once you're home and you need something picked up. That's not a problem, okay?
Hey, Gary has a question. If you take your propane tank to fix, is it just the cost of the propane, what it takes to fill it, or are they one set price?
Mike's coming over. Hold on.
Yeah, they swap. If it's the Blue Rhino, they swap. The fix is just filling it, it's the fill. I don't know if they will fill them. So the Blue Rhinos are already filled. So any place that's got that, and then fix will fill once you got the new valve put on. I got this tank down here I was going to give you guys. I keep a couple old ones around to swap them into the Blue Rhino. And then, but they're only 15 pounds, and then when you have them refilled, they're filled at 20 when you go to somewhere like fix.
So if I have it, if it's half full and I fill it up, are they only charging me for what the amount of propane they put in the tank, or is it just a set price? KEHL.
Fix will sell. Fix should pre-weigh it. There's a net and a tear, and they have those. They have the weight on the tear weight on them for how much, because none of them tanks weigh exactly the same. Like when I was delivering 100 pounders, there were some that were 15 pounds heavier, you know, just bigger built, press different. So they should. I'd call them and ask them for stuff.
Okay, 10-4, KEHL.
KEB80OE, I'm going to hand it back over to Dan.
Well, I'm excited to see you guys tonight, and I'll talk to you later, but go ahead and text me if you think of anything you forgot or need on my way in. KF8DLF.
Thank you, appreciate that. KE8ZMW, clear.
KF8AYL.
KV8OOE.
KF8AYL. KF8AYL.
Kilo, I believe, the amount of factory.
Can't see any well.
DLF mobile.
Okay, ZHL monitoring.